It's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Zoom's security rollout has a specific strategy to work with law enforcement. Edge computing, who do customers turn to? And Microsoft Edge is here. This is the Business of Tech. During Zoom's earnings call, a critical detail was revealed about the company's security strategy. Zoom CEO Eric Yuan said that the video conferencing app's upcoming end-to-end encryption feature will be available to only paid users. After announcing the company's financial results for Q1 2020, Yuan said that the firm wants to keep this feature away from free users to work with law enforcement in case of the app's misuse. Quote, "Free users for sure, we don't want to give that end-to-end encryption, because we also want to work it together with FBI and local law enforcement in case some people use Zoom for bad purpose," end quote. Alex Stamos, security consultant to Zoom, provided additional insights. Quote, "Zoom is dealing with some serious safety issues. When people disrupt meetings, sometimes with hate speech, CSAM, exposure to children, and other illegal behaviors, that can be reported by the host. Zoom is working with law enforcement on the worst repeat offenders," end quote. Why do we care? This is a really interesting solution to the problem, making privacy at this level a paid feature. It also links to an authenticated user, which means that in the event of an incident, you know who that user is because they're paying for the service. There are two takeaways here. First, if your customers want this level of privacy, they need to be aware that they have to pay for it. The second is that this is a pretty solid model for handling it. It's one other technology companies should model with. It allows for cooperation with law enforcement and allows for customer privacy. Worldwide Technology has published a report called The Edge Disconnect, which highlights a significant gap for service providers working with enterprises to expand the edge with connectivity, infrastructure, and applications. Highlights: only 6% of enterprise decision makers would choose service providers for their edge implementations. Instead, 41% would opt primarily for a technology company, while 31% would go with a public cloud provider. 59% of the $17 billion opportunity is at the level of user-facing application and service platforms, far more than the connectivity-focused roles telecom service providers play. Telecom service providers need to expand what they offer beyond connectivity to capture more of the opportunity. Why do we care? Awareness is the first step, right? If you're looking at edge computing in any form, this research is a good first step. Can't say I'm entirely surprised, quote, service providers, end quote, here defined as telecoms, are lower priority. This is good news for my definition of service providers, those who deliver technology services, as your top of mind. That significant percentage related to public cloud providers, that means customers are looking to go direct. That is concerning. Position to be the higher value engagement. You bring more value, you win. Microsoft has started rolling out its new Edge browser via Windows Update. Edge will be automatically installed through Windows Update on Windows 10 version 1803 and higher, which is the vast majority of Windows 10 systems. Why do we care? This is basic blocking and tackling stuff, but the browser is a pretty key component, so be aware of this big change to the customer experience. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Did you know we do a weekly newsletter? You can catch some of the top stories, plus additional insights and analysis. You don't want to miss that. Sign up for the newsletter at mspradio.com. If you like the content, support it on Patreon at patreon.com/mspradio in our Give What You Want model. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.